Square. Second half of the Living Life Aurora show. As promised, I have some more exciting guests in the studio. My co-host for this evening has showed up. How are you doing today, Caldwell?
I am well.
Did you have a great day today?
I had a really great day.
You're looking exceptionally fashionable as usual.
Child,
I love this.
Coming to visit you.
And I love your hat.
Coming to visit you.
Well, I'm glad.
What choice did I have?
I know.
You're roaring over there with your Aurora leopard.
With my leopard prints on. You know
yes.
what? And this is like kind of risque for me. I changed my clothes like twice. I was like, you know what? I'm not wearing these leopard pants.
They
and then I was
fabulous.
Like, fuck it. So, anyway. I was like, whatever.
There you have it.
Yes,
I was like, whatever. I am glad to welcome to the Living Life Aurora show the founders of the Global Network of Black Pride.
Woo!
Okay. And this is an online portal that aims to provide positive images, news, and cultural awareness in our relation to the Black and Black LGBT experience. They are creating and celebrating unique platforms rooted in the Black culture while uplifting and sharing images, stories, and resources of Black LGBT people around the globe. And I have here with me in the studio, I have Ulysses Williams and I have Richard Pelzer. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Richard, I didn't expect you to be on the show.
No, actually I flew in from Chicago 2 flights early, so I got here.
Well,
special,
great.
Special guest.
Great. Now we have both of you on the show. Now we have both of you on the show, and we also have Caldwell. This is wonderful.
Thanks for having us.
This is wonderful. I do want to say that I met Ulysses the way I met you. And you said that you think that we met before this.
I do.
But I remember meeting. I know I've heard of you, but I remember meeting you. Actually, this first same time that I met you was at the screening for when it was African American AIDS Awareness mm-hmm. Day, and I met you at that screening.
The other city,
right?
It's
the other right. So
yeah.
That's when I initially met you. So
because I know that I got your card, I met you, and I thought you were just this fabulous woman.
Really?
And
here.
You were invited there to the Maisels because I had your email.
Move a bit closer to your mics.
Because I had your email address, so I wanted to make sure you were there to see what we're doing.
Well, I'm glad I came. I'm glad I did. Tell us all, tell everybody about Global, what is the Global Network of Black Pride?
Well, Global Network of Black Pride, I believe our president does truly explain it better than I do.
No, not at all.
But there's so much meaning in the word alone, in the whole title. You know, we want to be global. We want to have a reach that's very far and wide. We want to create a network, a working network, where we can reach out to others and what they're doing and to assist and support them, not create just new programming, but support what's worthwhile and valuable out there already.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then black, we want to celebrate our blackness. We love being black. And then beyond that, we want to celebrate Pride 365 days of the year.
Right, right. Well, tell us, Richard, how did the organization actually come about? Were you guys just brainstorming one day or just thinking? How did you decide that this is what we want to develop?
Well, for me, it was a long time coming. I've been asked to sit on numerous planning boards. I've been asked to sit on a lot of different, you know, projects, not only in New York, but, you know, across the country. And one of the things that, you know, kept coming up consistently was there's so many moving parts to make a project actually really work. You really need media, you need sponsorship, you need advertising, you need, you know, someone to even help with wrangling of, you know, of the audience and people. And it's really interesting that one group would be strong in one area and another group would be strong in another area, blah, 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 but they weren't really connecting together. So the key word for me out of Global Network of Black Pride is the word network. And if we would be able to figure out how we would be able to start to connecting a lot of these organizations together on a global scale, it would be so much easier. I look at the United States, and I mean, of course, we have this wonderful world, but just the United States, if you look at it as a garden, you know, you have somebody here that, you know, it's a little bit rocky, but they have one particular tool, and you have somebody else on another part of the country that has another particular tool. But if you would be able to kind of work, you know, the whole landscape, they have these wonderful flowers and trees and, you know, all of these wonderful things, it becomes so much easier. And that was what was really important to me. I've had my company now, Mega Personalities, for 19 years.
Okay.
We're a business development management company. And one of the things that I realized in the entertainment industry, people believe what they see and they buy what they believe. They see it, they believe it, they buy it. And for me, it's been a time that, you know, when you know better, you do better. And I'm at a time in my life that I really would like to share the relationships, share the experience, share the knowledge that I've actually had for over these years to really give back to the community, that actually say, hey, I can really, you know, do something. When we talk about change, we can all sit and say what's wrong with something, but
so what
let's
are you gonna
also
do?
Celebrate, you know, went so, right. You
what
know,
are you gonna
so
do?
Global, so global, really, we like to celebrate, you know, who we are and some of the greatness that we've actually done. Mm-hmm. So putting all that together, I know that was a very long story, but...
But I got it.
I'll tell you, the man is good.
He's
good.
Excellent.
He's good. Yeah.
The idea really truly was for us to actually say, okay, this could be a portal where everybody would be able to connect. And there are a lot of unsung heroes out there that are doing stuff all alone. And they're like, well, where can I plug in? And hopefully they'll be able to plug in with us and say, you know, you're doing a great job and I can connect you with somebody else that might be able to assist and help.
Excellent.
Well, when you started developing Global Network of Black Pride, did you find that you got from a lot of people saying to you, oh, another Pride organization? Because there's like, you have Harlem Pride, you have Brooklyn Pride, you have Black Pride. Did you find that you had a lot of people saying to you, well, you know, why are you developing this when there's like dozens of other prides out there? Did you have to, you know, go about as far as explaining to people this is not the same thing as that is concerned?
For me, I think that it's going to be an ongoing conversation that we're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to, we can sit here right now and say what makes us different or what we're adding to the experience, because I think all of those prides are, or organizations are very important.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, yes, we've had a long period of like, okay, here's another one, and what separates you from, you know, the Federation, and what separates you from blah, 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 blah. It's not so much about what makes us different. It really is what makes us the same and what we're bringing to, you know, the table. You have other organizations that do the same thing over and over and over again. So why can't we just add to the experience? But what really does make us a little bit different than everyone else, like Ulysses said, we want to be seen, we want to be heard, we want to be proud 365 days a year,
right.
Not just one weekend, not just one week. It's an ongoing thing. And the celebration part of it is, you know, all of us. I mean, all of me, you know, of who I am. I mean, I buy toothpaste just like everybody else.
Right.
I buy, you know, and I really want, you know, the United States, the world, to see who we are, especially as Black folks. I mean, when people see me, they see me as Black.
Right.
First, truly. And then it goes into all of the other things as well. But I have to be able to like who I am and who I see, you know. And I think that we just need, we are really embracing that on really celebrating, you know, who we are as a people. That's why Black culture is so important to me as well.
Right, right. How do you feel as far as, do you feel that you do receive a lot of support from the Black LGBT community? And say, you know, something as far as, you know, how your feelings on how the Black LGBT community supports one another. Because I have had, you know, guests in the past, or just talking to people in general from the LGBT community who have, you know, expressed an interest as far as the Black LGBT community not necessarily supporting each other as other communities do. So I'd like to hear both of your opinions as far as that is concerned. Look at Ulysses. Ulysses is like, okay.
Oh, that's such an interesting question. But I'm going to keep it very positive. I think that one of the things that impressed me about Richard is the fact that he's a gatherer. And before we even launched, it was all about gathering information beyond just the Black experience and beyond just the LGBT experience, and us being prepared for anything that was thrown our way. But in relationships, that just comes along with relationships. You're either accepted or you're not, or you work through to make the relationship a little bit better. But I don't think we've met much dissension at all. I think it's wonderful because our thing was about adding value to what's out there already. And people want others to reach out to them and assist all the time, you know? But I don't think we've met much dissension at all.
No, I mean, and for me, I think change starts with you.
Right.
So, you know, for me, living in this community, working in this community, supporting the community, you know, what can I actually do to assist and help? However, I can assist him.
Yeah. Pull your mic.
Oh.
Closer to you, Richard. Thank you.
There you go.
There you go. There you go. What about you, Coel? I know, I think we have discussed this before, just a little bit or whatever. How do you feel as far as the support that the community actually gives to each other? I know some people are kind of torn on this. You know, some people feel that, like you know, you guys do, that they get a lot of support, and some people sort of feel.
We've heard the war stories.
Yeah.
But we're not concentrating on them.
Right.
I think part of that process, because I think we're all in the process, and we're all in the process of trying to figure it out.
Right.
And so there are some, especially the old guard, that just wants a solution right away, instead of just meandering through the process. Another piece I find in my travels through the community too, is that there's not a lot of modeling going on. You know, there's not a lot of modeling or mentoring. So when people don't have in place persons, you know, that they can actually come to for solid advice and not just jaded advice.
Right.
Then you have that conflict. You know, because everybody's trying to be better, bigger than, wonderful, and all the rest of this. So that's what makes Global Pride network.
Right.
Wonderful.
The coming together, like you said, the gathering of people, the gathering of information. I think that's very, you know, that's very important. Just like, you know, you guys, I value you guys tremendously. You know, I've only really known you like personally a short while, but I value you tremendously because you're just.
Yes. Can I just add, you know,
sure.
And also, you know, another thing that happens in our community, especially with the advent of social media, and we were talking about that earlier, is that, you know, you really have to work to be and to have an authentic relationship with someone. Right. You know, whether it be calling, texting, Facebooking, just that and the other. You know, I can see Aurora Jones and wonder who she is and what she does or whatever, but until I reach out to her and develop a relationship and have coffee.
Yes. Yes.
And paint faces and do a whole bunch of other stuff.
And I think that you're so right when you when you're talking about relationships. I mean, you can't buy relationships. You really, truly earn them. And with that earning of trust and consistency, and you really have it, it's really a beautiful, beautiful thing. And that's why I'm looking at even just this opportunity for being here, and how powerful media truly is.
Right.
We really, truly do need to be able to share our experiences, share the story, share our knowledge. The great thing about living here in the United States is that we have the opportunity to have this conversation. There's other countries that can't have this type of conversation. And with the ability with Facebook and Twitter, I get to, like the caller, I mean the guest before, you know, she said that she has these wonderful experiences from people from all around the world. And it's the same with us as well. They would actually say, I can't do what you guys are doing. And I think it's wonderful and it's fabulous. Tell us what's going on. And I'm so moved by that. So when we're walking, we're not walking for ourselves. We're also walking for others that don't have that voice. And I think that's important for people here, because they were like, well, what do we do? And how can I support? You just being in the room,
presence.
You know, presence means so much. You know, you forwarding that email to someone, you know, means a lot. And I think that we really just need to continuously have these types of conversations, so folks will be able to say, you know, I'm not alone, or, you know, my vote really does count, and my efforts are being, you know, heard and met. So
yeah, and I think too that, you know, baton passing, you know, also helps. You know, and make sure that it goes a 360.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from you to me to Ulysses to Richard and back and da 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 da. And we keep each other in the loop.
Mm-hmm. Right, that we keep each other in the loop. And, you know, I must even say that even when I met you, I didn't know anything about the global network of Black Pride when I met you. And I actually found out about the organization through a friend that we have in common, Sean Coleman from Destination Tomorrow.
Oh, he's one of our beavers.
That's how I found out. You know, I was telling him that I had went to the event, you know, and I met Ulysses, and he was like, oh, you know, Ulysses has this organization that he's a part of, you know, you should really try to get up on that. And I was like, what organization? So then of course I go to Facebook. So you're definitely right as far as the baton passing and keeping people in the loop. So you know, I do thank him for putting me on to that, but that's really important.
When we look closely at each other,
right,
you know, instead of being off, you know, you in one corner, I'm in another corner, wondering who we are. You know, we have some great stuff going on.
Yep. We have some great stuff, and we have some great stories, and we have some great people in the community.
That's true.
I mean, as I said, I just got back from Chicago, and I had the opportunity to spend some time at the center on Halsted. I don't know if you guys have heard of it or seen it, but Tamim West is head of the youth department there, and he took me on a tour. And when I say I was so blown away about what those guys are doing, I truly do believe that everybody should, you know, get up on it if you can Google it now and just look at what he's actually doing.
They're doing something amazing. Here. They're going to do a big youth convention here in August with GMAT.
I think it's
going to be Chicago as well as Atlanta.
Okay.
So that's going to be exciting too. Like I said, there's tons. If you look closely, you know, and not just be very careful where you get your information from.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, because mainstream media would have us believe.
Of course. And that's the reason
that we're just stricken people.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. That's true. Well, I did want to talk about some of the activities and events that is coming up for for you guys, because I know, you know, there's quite a bit, and I did you know, want to talk to the artists that will be representing you guys at the Mother's Day brunch. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna go ahead and get into our next track for tonight. Then we're gonna come back and we're gonna talk to the artist Trevor Scott, and we're gonna find out what is
Scott
going.
Tucker.
Scott, where did I get that number from? Who is Trevor Scott?
I have no idea.
It's been a backwards day, though. It's been one of those
Scott
days.
Tucker, where did I get that name from?
You said it right that time.
Yeah.
No, I'm like the other name that I said. What? I'm sorry, honey. I apologize ahead of time. I don't even know who. That, I'm gonna have to see who that is. But anyway,
Google him.
You know what? Play that song. Who the hell is that?
Check 1, 2, 1, 2, I'm in control of you all.
Just saddle, add the wax man on the mantle.
Turn, twist, twist and turn. This goes out to all concerned.
You bet, young ladies and gents. It's time to get 100%.
Get on the dance floor, give it a try. You can do it, don't be shy, just dance.
I know you got the feeling. Throw your hands up, reach the ceiling.
Hear the command of DC boys. Dancers have that in your choice.
Work it out. You ready?
Come on, rock steady.
And welcome back to the Living Life Aurora Show. And we are in the building. We're in the studio with the Global Network of Black Pride. We have here founders Ulysses Williams and Richard Pelzer. And we also have an artist on the line. So I don't mess it up. Somebody please.
Give an intro.
His name is the wonderful, dynamic, extraordinary Scott Tucker.
Yeah.
He's an artist. He's a furniture designer.
Oh,
he's
really?
Also, yes. Designer of spaces for events.
An entrepreneur.
An entrepreneur.
How are you doing, Scott? You're on the line with us?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you were able to join us. And tell us about your networking with the Global Network of Black Pride. I know you're going to be performing at an upcoming event. Is that correct?
Actually, not performing. I'm more of a... more of a behind-the-scenes person. I'm working, fortunate enough to be working on a great event for New York Design Week with Richard, and we are doing a brunch on May 12th. We put together a program called the Perspectives Project, and basically it's a digital platform that we created to focus on minority designers, artists, and entrepreneurs during New York Design Week. So we selected 10 featured designers. We did video interviews and put the interviews together in a small pilot program called PerspectivesNYCDeep.com.
Oh, wow.
And then on Sunday, May 12th, we're going to get together with those folks and their friends and family and sort of celebrate Design Week and sort of pay a little homage to their efforts in their lives as designers and artists.
And what made you decide to come on board with this project? And what was your motivation for wanting to be a part of this?
Well, two things. One, I've worked with Richard in the past, with Global Network in the past, and they're a great organization to work with. And when Richard asked me, you know, if I was interested in helping put together something for the program, for the Design Week program, I jumped on the opportunity. So this is aside from that, it's just the opportunity also to do something and that lends itself to the creative community. And just stay involved and active in some of the things that are going on around the city. This would seem like a really great opportunity to do all of that in one shot. So I was happy to be a part of it.
Well, tell us all a little bit more about you and your creative side.
I've been doing this for quite some time. An artist, furniture designer, a sculptor. I've been a corporate event designer for a living for the past 10 years. And I guess pretty much that's it. Just how to stay busy and fortunate enough to be able to make a living being an artist, which is really cool. So, you know,
I think there's a little bit more to you.
Your ad that you had that was like national.
Yeah, it was some time ago, but it was a national campaign.
Well, you stood out in it.
I focused on my furniture design, and I at the end of the campaign, I launched my furniture line, which is called Ranjiba, which means lounge in Japanese, and it's basically high end residential and luxury hospitality furniture.
How did you get started in furniture design?
Well, I used to do a lot of installation work. I started out doing a lot of nightclubs and restaurant design back in the 90s, and a lot of times I was called upon to create custom pieces for the interior as opposed to just going out and purchasing stuff. So started, you know, making and designing my own pieces, and then from there finally got, you know, connected with the ability to go into to manufacturing, and that's how, you know, one thing led to another.
Mr. Tucker, I also tried to Google you, and so I'm just personal. Where are you based out of?
I'm based out of Brooklyn, born and raised in Brooklyn.
Okay.
And I do have a shop now out in Southampton, Long Island as well.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Have you had any like really difficult customers as far as designing is concerned? Have you had any really difficult customers? I know when you're dealing with high end things, sometimes, you know, yeah, that you can talk about. I know sometimes when you're dealing with things that are high end.
I try not to think of my customers as difficult. I mean, everyone is unique, and everyone, as you know, whether it be, you know, a customer that's trying to order some furniture or a customer that's trying to order a meal, we can all be picky and want what we want when we want it. So I don't hold it against anyone to be demanding or to want what they want out of the project. But, you know, we try to make sure that we deliver everything that's required of us and then some. So I've been able to steer clear of any serious problems with any customers, which is good.
Scott, you're so humble. It's wonderful. Scott is right now at the Hamptons near the water. But I want you to talk a little bit about why we picked My Moon Restaurant and your installation of the Valkyries.
Yeah, sure. My Moon is, I started working with them man, like when they first opened, I guess in 2008, I did a sculpture exhibit there. My piece is called Moto Valkyries, which are these full-scale sculpted, how do I put it? They're women on these motorized air sleds that suspended from the ceiling, or you can mount to one post, but they're basically full-size riders on these motorized air sleds sort of things. Really funky. But they went really well with the decor of my moon, which used to be an old steel factory in Williamsburg that was converted into this Turkish restaurant. The food is amazing. The chef is amazing. But the place is magnificent. They designed the furniture, and a lot of the elements are made from the original smithing pots from the restaurant.
Oh, wow.
And the building itself has quite a bit of history. So going back to do another exhibit there in February, which just passed, I had another exhibit. We decided to go ahead and continue and use the space for this upcoming designer brunch. The space itself, I think, is a perfect forum for that sort of event.
And the well, My Moon Restaurant, if you'd like to attend,
it
will be on May 12th.
Yes,
on Sunday, May 12th, from 12 to 4, at 184 North 10th Street in Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
Oh, home.
And the Valkyries are so extraordinary, I think, right, Richard?
Amazing.
They're organic. They light up. They have movement, and they're just a celebration to the strength of women, Black women specifically.
And they have a story too, which I think is really great. It's a graphic novel coming.
It sounds like it's going to be an awesome event.
I know it already
is. I appreciate you guys talking so much about it.
Scott, you fly.
I kind of get lost sometimes when I tend to go off the deep end when I start getting into the storyline behind the Valkyries and stuff. It's kind of in depth, but I'm glad Richard touched on it.
Definitely. How can people find out more about you? Do you have a website, or you have some contact information that you can give out?
Sure. I mean, folks can go to, well, right now I'd like folks to please go to Prospectus, PROSPECTUSNYCD.com, and like us on Facebook. That would be great.
Okay.
And from there, from our contacts there, you can link to my ISC Studio website, the Ranjiva Furniture website. You can see pretty much all of my work through that site.
That's great.
And we were already talking earlier about, you know, sharing information and discovering. The great project as far as New York Design Week, you know, it's coming out of the mayor's office and Christine Quinn's office. I mean, she's really heading this up. And it's from May 10th to May 21st. Mm. And the idea was really for us to start to highlight some of the Black designers that are based here in New York. And when we go from shoe designers to graphic designers to artists to engineers to, you know, the folks that build
even the cocktail designers.
I mean, it's really, really great. And we've highlighted, you know, 10 amazing designers. So if you go to the website soon, you'll be able to see some of their videos. Scott did an amazing job.
The website was absolutely gorgeous. The ProspectusNYCD.com. Scott, tell us some of the designers.
Doreen Chambers, interior designer. Leahy Bunbury, who is the designer, the chief innovator for Kohan. We're working with Tamiko White, who owns an organization called White Noise, which is fashion and fashion buying and merchandising. We're working with an artist named 1-9, who's a producer, is working right now on a really great film project regarding Nas's father, which is coming out soon. Lori Lyons, who's a fantastic photographer. The architects from Freeform Deform, Rista Rocks, amazing makeup artist. Marvin Coleman, who's an audio designer. We call him that. He's not just a DJ. We call him an audio designer because this man, when you see his video, is a brilliant professor of music. And then a cocktail designer named Nakomi. So we have some really great people that we're focusing on.
Sounds like you have a lot of great
designers.
The
site launched Friday, But the actual videos, all this week, we'll be posting the videos up as they come out from post-production. So there'll be, you know, every couple of days there'll be a new set of videos up, and we'll be sending information out, e-blast out and through Facebook, so that people know whose video is up next.
And that's the, again, you know, celebrating who we are. Global Network of Black Pride is very proud of, you know, this community, and, you know, hopefully engaging and enlightening others that, you know, hey, I could possibly do this as well.
And it's called I Design New York.
How about that?
How about that?
That's great. You guys seem to be doing some really great things. And, you know, definitely as far as celebrating the community and celebrating being black, you know, that's something that I don't think we can get enough of doing. And also, you know, just celebrating the creativity of others as well. That's right. Also, you know, very positive, a positive thing to do. Who are some of the other people that Global Network of Black Pride works with? I know you work with GMED, Swerve Magazine.
I mean, you can go down the line.
You can go down the line. I was reading when you sent me that. I'm like, okay. All right, this is a lot of people that you guys are really working with and are connecting with, and that's definitely a good thing.
It's really Richard's Rolodex. It really is.
One of the things that's coming up, and hopefully we'll be able to come back on the show,
you know, definitely
sometime at the end of the summer. But National Black Justice Coalition is launching a new project with the Small Business Administration, and they're doing an amazing project that's going to be here in New York. I would say sometime in the late fall, so probably sometime in October. I don't think that they've announced the date for New York yet. But it really is to inspire entrepreneurs. I mean, I've been an entrepreneur for 19 years, so I'm the first one to say, own it, create it. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is a really great opportunity that, you know, the Small Business Administration has afforded the community to even have this conversation, and an ongoing conversation, to really start to figure out what do we need to do to, you know, be able to get some of these grants and some of these, you know, resources that are out there. How do I prepare myself to do so? So, you know, look out for that. And I am very excited about, you know, working with Sharon Lettman Hicks, you know, on this upcoming project. So that's one that's coming down the line. We got some.
Can we talk about the Swerve event? That was fabulous.
That was fabulous. That was awesome.
You like that, huh?
I loved it. I loved that.
I just found that to be so important. And at one point, I stood back and I saw all of the mayhem that was going on. It was just really an out-of-body experience because you're talking about people that have contributed, and the only people on the cover.
And what is Swerve Magazine for people who do not know?
And what was the event?
Swerve Magazine is a magazine out of D.C. The publisher, Jamil Fletcher, and the fashion editor, Yardi Noir, allowed us to assist them in celebrating their New York issue, which was honoring those of the legends and the icons of the ball community. All right. And the way that they found, or the way that they chose who was going to be on the cover, was that it was not only that they were in balls, they had to actually contribute to the community beyond the houses or with the help of the houses. And we just celebrated that.
Right.
And everyone loves to be recognized, and everyone loves to be in a picture. And there's nothing like having a celebration with a reason.
Right. Right. Yeah, and I, you know, I read through the magazine, and I read, you know, the information on the people who were featured on the cover, and, you know, you're exactly right. It's not just being a face. You know, these are individuals who did actually, you know, contribute something to the community. But yeah, we're running out of time, but it's definitely. I know this go quick.
Can we give a shout out to?
We just go quick.
No Shade Family.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Everybody make sure you check out No Shade.
Yes.
And they have an article online, GBM News, just out today.
Oh, wow. They do. Okay, I have to check that out.
I'm just doing shameless plugs.
No, that's fine. We love GBM News. Yeah.
Okay, and can I give one for myself?
Sure.
My alter ego, Chanel Wellington, will be performing for GMHC's having their Divas Collide next Monday, the 13th.
I'm going to that.
Yes, at 8 p.m. And so I'll be performing.
Oh.
And it's a fundraiser for the AIDS Walk New York.
Great.
And so another
thing. Oh, okay.
May 19th, Sunday, May 19th is the AIDS Walk.
Oh. The AIDS Walk. But yes. This is actually Divas Collide, which will be the 13th. Monday evening at 8 p.m.
I didn't know that.
See,
okay.
You told me.
I'm going to that. I didn't know you were going to be.
You're
going
to see.
Well, I get to see.
Turn it out.
Well, we definitely have to have you guys come back on the show. Definitely have you come on earlier so we can have a long time to talk about everything. And, we definitely have to have Scott. We have to have him come on, when he comes back to New York. We definitely have to have him come on so maybe all of us will be able to come on together.
Perfect.
Yeah. And we could talk about.
Thank you,
also,
Aurora Jones.
Yes.
Yes.
For just, helping the community out in this particular
way. I appreciate it.
And I love seeing your face.
I love seeing your face, too.
You just turn around.
Hi.
That voice.
I know when I saw him the other night, I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, there's Ulysses. And he was like, Richard is here. I was like, really?
No, that Truman Capote entered the room. I'm so happy he's here.
Thank you.
I'm so happy too.
But beyond that, we need everyone to come join us on Mother's Day.
Yes.
At My Moon Restaurant.
Yes.
It is only $25, brunch included. Get to interact with some wonderful designers and some mothers and grandmothers.
And right, the website again, information again.
You can go to prospectusseriesnycd.com. You can also go to our Facebook page, Global Network Black Pride. There'll be information there. Mm-hmm. Please like us, get to know us. It's a great page.
Do we need reservations for Mother's Day?
RSVP. RSVP,
okay.
Yeah.
RSVP.
Scott, you're still there.
Yeah, he's still there. Yeah, Scott said you have to RSVP. He said you do have to RSVP. Okay, so everybody make sure that they come out and support. I'm sorry?
You
want to
go?
Am I, yeah, of course I want to go.
Let's go.
I got you.
Happy Mother's Day early.
Oh, early.
Are you a mother?
Yes.
Oh, dynamic.
I have a 23-year-old and a 19-year-old.
Sure.
All big and gone.
That's the way it should look. That's the way it should look.
Thank you. I'm so glad everybody tuned into the show tonight. I do thank you guys for coming on. I know everybody make sure that they do support Global Network of Black Pride. Also, thank you to my previous guest, Sha Boogie from Why You Mad Son Entertainment. Make sure you check out whyyoumadson.com. Thank you, Caldwell. Thank you for coming on the show. I thank everybody.
It's always a pleasure.
I thank everybody for listening. I hope everybody tunes in next. He's like, where's that voice? That's voice. Scott, thank you also for calling in.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're very welcome. I hope everybody tunes into the Living Life Aurora show next Saturday as well. Sometimes I do some, real positive things. Sometimes I do some ratchetness. Next Saturday is going to be ratchetness. I have an author, Gary Hayward, who discusses his reign of criminal activity within the New York City Corrections.
Oh, yeah.
As he was a correction officer. So that's going to be an interesting show. But I do thank everybody for listening in. You can check out livinglifeauroraShow.com. And thank you for listening to FLO Empire Radio. I am your host, Aurora Jones, and we're going to let that last track take us out. And I hope everyone has a great night.